All right. Well, thank you guys for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Yes.
Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
All right, give it up for the two Elvises. Woohoo! All right, next we have a pre-recorded interview with the Starling Effect. Welcome, Starling Effect, to the Wham Bam East Fan Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourselves.
I'm John, and I sing and play the guitar.
My name is Alex. I play the bass guitar, and sometimes I sing some backup vocals.
All right, and who are we missing?
We're missing Michael, who is our drummer, and he's not going to be joining us today, but Greg is our jack of all trades. He plays keyboards and guitar, and he occasionally fills in on bass on rehearsals when Alex isn't around. So
yeah, he's on his way.
He kind of does everything. He's on his way, yeah.
Awesome. All right. Now let's go back to the beginning. Do you recall what your first instrument was and how old you were?
Actually, my first instrument was a little organ that you plugged it in and it was like a, I don't even know what you call it. It's like some kind of air organ.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Like
yeah.
A fan goes on inside it and it makes these kind of wheezy organy sounds.
Yeah.
So I didn't properly learn how to play it. But
do you recall how old you were when you started that?
Oh man, I don't know, 6 or 7. It was just around the house. But my first proper instrument is actually guitar. The first instrument that I actually properly learned.
All right, and what do you play now?
I play guitar. It depends. I'm usually a Fender guy. I have a couple of Jazzmasters, and I play a Stratocaster. But one of my favorite guitars, which I could show you later maybe, is it's a 1970s guitar made by a Japanese company called Greco, which, yes, Greco is the name of a Japanese company.
Do you recall your first instrument?
Well, when I first really started playing music, it was guitar. I had some, like John, I, you know, tried recorder and other things when I was younger, but nothing really stuck. But yeah, guitar was the one that stuck. That was when I was 14. I started playing as a teenager. Yeah. And that's when it really took. And I've been, playing ever since.
All right. And then what's your favorite guitar now?
My favorite guitar now. Well, I play bass with these guys, and I use a Godin, which is a Canadian made bass. They're actually a great company. I love Godin instruments. Yeah.
Endorsement.
Above the floor.
We're so happy here. We've no minds for miles. We'll be blind. We can lie together here. You can come down.
Effect.
I was reading something about something called the Frank Starling Law of the Heart, also known as the Starling Effect, and it basically just has to do with the amount of blood that gets pumped by the heart with each beat. I don't know all that much about it because I'm not a doctor, but that's where it comes from. I also just liked how it sounded because, of course, Starling being type of bird, I think it lends kind of multiple meanings to it. A lot of people don't actually know what it means and think that it is just referring to the bird. Yeah, we actually have gotten that question a fair amount. Like, where does the name come from? What does it mean?
All right, so what is one of your favorite songs?
I think right now I'm partial to a song called Memory Palace. And we haven't recorded it yet. Well, we've started recording it. We're sort of in the process of recording that one. I like it because it's a little bit different for us in that it sort of deviates from our standard time signatures. And the lyrics mean a lot to me because they are actually derived from a book that I wrote, which has not been published. But it's a piece of children's fiction for like middle grade readers, and it's a fantasy story. So there's all kinds of layers to the meaning of that song for me. And yeah, and I really enjoy playing it too. It's a fun one to play.
Alex, what's one of your favorites?
My favorite one to play is another one we haven't recorded, unfortunately, although we are in the process of recording it right now, called Pile of Ash. And I'm going to say that somewhat selfishly because it was based on a little bass part that I came up with, and then John took it back and added a whole bunch of stuff to it and turned it into a full song. And I'm just really happy with the way it turned out. There's some vocal harmonies in the chorus that I really enjoy. They almost have like a little bit of a, like almost got like a country twang to them that I kind of like. Yeah, I'm going to go with that one. It's fun to play. And I'm a little bit proud of it, too. So.
Awesome. All right. Now, what about, is there something that I can play that you have recorded?
I know. I think that's so cute. Yeah. I should have said something.
We have a song called A Strange Habit of Disappearing, which we usually shorten to Strange Habit because the full title is far too long to say all the time. That song I am particularly connected with as well because it's actually about myself. I don't write a lot of songs that are that strictly autobiographical. I'm not sure that anybody reading the lyrics would actually understand what it's about or how it relates to me, but it's about my childhood self and the things that I used to do that sort of shaped who I am now. And one of them was, as the title indicates, disappearing. Not through magic,
but through hiding. I used to like to hide in the house a lot. It was a thing that I did, I think, to sort of feel safe and sort of give myself an escape from the world, even if temporarily. And I also like it because the recording, I think, turned out really nicely. The layering of the instruments sounds really nice to my ears. Mm-hmm. It's got the sort of shoegazy layers that we like to have, but it also has an immediacy about it that I think comes through. I also like it because the recording, I think, turned out really nicely. Just the layering of the instruments sounds really nice to my ears. Mm-hmm. It's got the sort of shoegazy layers that we like to have, but it also has an immediacy about it that I think comes through. And it's got a great bass part. Well, thank you.
All right. And you describe the term shoegazing. And looking at all these shoes, do you guys have a favorite brand shoes?
Oh, good question.
Actually,
I have a preference for Puma. I'm rocking right now.
Right now, I'm wearing a pair of Vans.
These
are actually a partnership between Vans and the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam.
Nice.
And so these skulls are actually some studies by Van Gogh.
Ooh.
Yeah, I found these ones online.
That's cool.
Because I hate going shopping in stores.
Mm. All right, and you have a gig coming up.
We do. We've actually got a couple of gigs coming up.
Yes.
Yep. We actually just kind of finalized details of one of them. But in the immediate future, we've got a show at the Princeton Pub. And that is on November 15th, which is a Friday. And the Princeton is super fun. It's a cool place to hang out. And there's usually a meat draw, which doesn't appeal to me that much as a vegan, but it does get a lot of people out.
Yeah. And who are we playing with? Hot Spell, I think.
Yeah, we're playing with Hot Spell. They're a good, very sort of classic rock inspired band. I actually saw them in their early days, and they were actually strictly a cover band, but they're the only band I've ever seen pull off a Rush song complete with all the different time signature changes and all the crazy stuff. Super talented, but now they do originals, which I'm really interested to hear. And we're also playing with a band called Woke Up Wasted, and they're another local rock band, so it promises to be a night of good times.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. All right. And where can people follow you?
All over the internet. I would say look for us on Instagram.
Instagram?
Probably
yeah.
Instagram is the best way to keep track of us. Also, we are on Facebook, and we usually post our shows to Facebook events. So, yeah.
All right. And we're here in Vancouver. What do you like about Vancouver?
Oh, geez.
What I like about Vancouver. I grew up here, and I've been a lot of places in the world, and a lot of places are nice to visit, but Vancouver is just home. It just feels like home. There's a lot of things about the city that people have very rightly indicated are issues or problems, but I think everywhere has those problems, and Vancouver isn't unique in that regard. But I think that the good of living here definitely outweighs any sort of downside. It's just a beautiful part of the world. There is actually a really cool, thriving, independent arts and music scene, although these days you have to look and dig a little bit deeper to find it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't get all the mainstream exposure. But, I just think it's a great city. And I especially for me, East Van, because I live in Strathcona.
Awesome. How about you, Alex? Were you born here? Or
I wasn't born here, but like John, I've lived in the Lower Mainland since I was 8 years old. So I've pretty much grown up here. Yeah, Vancouver is my home. Greater Vancouver. I don't actually live right in Vancouver right now. But I'll say a similar thing to him. You know, what I notice is when I go away and I come back, I'm awestruck by the beauty of the Lower Mainland in British Columbia. It's one of the most beautiful places in the world, for sure. And kind of my first reaction to you saying that was just to think and laugh, because I think, yeah, just living here, being here all the time, you get very wrapped up in what all the problems are, but you kind of forget the good stuff as well. Yeah.
All right, is there any restaurants that you guys can recommend, or any places to sightsee for people that visit?
We played at a pretty cool restaurant called The Painted Chip.
Yeah.
That's down near UBC?
Yeah. Yeah, it's in Kitsilano. That was a fun show and a fun venue. And it's also run by the people who run the Heatley, which is like two blocks away from where I live. So shout out to the Heatley as well. I mean, I like some restaurants that are a little Possibly a little highfalutin. I really like Botanist.
Botanist?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right,
because you're vegan, right?
Yes.
Or vegetarian.
Botanist is not a vegan restaurant.
Oh, it's not.
But
okay.
They always have really good options.
Mm-hmm.
And they are, their bar, the Botanist bar, it was actually voted one of the top bars in North America, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. Really, really good cocktails.
All right, we'll definitely have to check that out. Who do you want to shout out to?
I just like to shout out Rufus Guitar Shop and Rufus Drum Shop because they are really cool there, and they have probably the best selection of instruments in Vancouver, and they rock.
Perfect.
Actually, I do have one shout out.
Yes.
About it.
Yes.
I'm going to give a shout out to the Long and McQuaid in South Surrey because they always hook me up before gigs with whatever I need.
Yes. Long and McQuaid.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Wham Bam.
Easy fan.
Yeah, baby. Johnny Elvis and Jeremy Santa Cruz for being our live guests today at CJSF, and Starling Effect for letting me interview you at your rehearsal space in Vancouver. All right, we're going to end with My Kind of Addiction by Never Another, because tomorrow, Friday, November 8th, they will be performing at the Wise Hall with Saints of Death and Heathen Sins and Utility Provider. I know I have to talk like I'm a wrestler, because if you love metal, you got to check out the Hell on Earth show happening at the Wise Hall. Yes. All right. And John in the House will be emceeing. You betcha. All right. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in and hanging out with me. And we'll catch you all next week. This is DJ Meddy signing out. Bye. We'll be right back.
Control with nothing else gives you satisfaction.